Janet Hoff in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, clear, a low of 63. The owner of two Kenosha County farms where dozens of dead calves were discovered last spring is now facing charges. 30-year-old Jeffrey Schmeckel of Brighton appeared in Kenosha County Intake Court today to face three counts of mistreatment of animals causing death and seven counts of intentionally providing inadequate shelter and sanitation. He was released on a $50,000 signature bond, but was ordered by Court Commissioner David Berman not to purchase any more cattle and not to house any cattle on his properties. He will return to court September 10th for a preliminary hearing. After the discovery of the conditions on Schmeckel's farm in Paris and Brighton, all the remaining live cattle were moved to one of the farms, and area farmers were helping oversee the operation. Members of the Menominee tribe this week approved two referenda on growing marijuana on their reservation. 55% of tribal members who voted supported allowing the recreational use of marijuana, while 77% supported medicinal uses. Still, the idea is getting mixed reviews. After Governor Walker rejected the tribe's plans to build a casino in Kenosha, some tribal members touted marijuana as a way for the tribe to make extra money. Others say the drug has too many bad side effects. If the tribe ultimately approves growing marijuana, it will only be available to tribal members and will only be allowed on tribal land. If the tribe does move forward with the proposal, leaders say there are other issues to consider, such as making sure minors do not have access to it, gangs do not become involved, and it is not transported outside the reservation to places where it's illegal. After failing to get the supplemental teacher pay issue pushed to the end of last night's special Racine Unified School Board meeting, called by President Melvin Hargrove because of a quorum issue Monday, both Julie McKenna and Dennis Weiser abruptly got up and left the boardroom as the vote was being taken on another issue. Prior to departing and in arguing for the pay issue to be dealt with last, Julie McKenna said she understood there was more information about the allocation for teachers that could be considered.
I was on the impression that would not be on tonight's agenda, and so I came in here in good faith thinking that would be pulled off, and it's not that I'm against that. I just know that there's other ways, and I'm hearing that there might be better ways than what we've thought of so far. And they haven't had a chance to work on some of those ideas.
Afterward, Kim Plocky said McKenna's claim of more information was unclear, but it can't be any kind of negotiation outside of base wages or it violates Act 10. Board President Melvin Hargrove called the situation a circus, adding that we are not doing the business of the community. The Racine School Board, prior to another quorum problem, voted unanimously for the demolition of the former Caddy Vista School and a contract with Azarian, one of seven bids received, according to Chief Operations Officer David Hazen.
The source of this funding, we really don't want to use referendum money for this. What we do have, though, is when we sold the one building from the O'Brown property, that money has been sitting in a special fund for this, for projects such as this or building schools, and I believe that's $400,000, and that would cover this expense.
Caddy Vista has been closed since 1998. The contract with Azarian to take the school down is for just over $320,000. The sprinkler system for the Carrington Court condominiums at 2645 11th Place in the town of Summers activated just after 5:30 this morning and put out a fire that started on a second-floor balcony. A news release from Interim Fire Chief Aaron Strom says the 911 call about black smoke from the upper unit was followed moments later by the building's fire alarm sounding. Residents evacuated, and by the time fire crews arrived, the flames were out and there was no extension into the roof area. How the fire started remains under investigation, while the listed damage was some charring to the balcony and patio furniture. Between now and Labor Day, hundreds of law enforcement agencies around Wisconsin will keep a sharp eye out for impaired drivers. Dave Papps, director of the Wisconsin DOT's Bureau of Transportation Safety, says the Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over campaign is not about writing more tickets to produce revenue, despite what the public may believe.
What we want is for all drivers to be responsible and don't get behind the wheel impaired. To reach our goal of zero deaths, it really takes everyone. It takes drivers making responsible decisions. It requires people to step forward and do what's necessary to keep impaired drivers off the road.
Last year in Wisconsin, 162 people died in alcohol-related traffic crashes, and over 24,000 drivers were convicted of operating while intoxicated. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.